Just before we bring Ruth in, Tony, let's also talk about the God of restoration. Is there a young person in the room today who we don't have to tell you where you've been? You know. You know the Lord, but you also know that you haven't been living for Him. You've been walking for the world that you're living in. What a wonderful thing to see God's restoring grace in this woman, Naomi. God loved Naomi. I don't know what kind of a difficult position that Naomi was put in when the decision came to leave. You've mentioned that ultimately Elimelech was responsible first. But Naomi goes with him. She may have had no choice whatsoever in it. I don't know. She had just two little ones. But the wonder to me of verse 6, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. Do you know, and I put it, the little note in the outline, the hard times didn't ever take Naomi out of that country. It wasn't the hard times. It was the word from God that there was bread. It was the word from God that there was provision for His people in Bethlehem, Judah. She might have claimed that provision in Moab. No, God says there's no bread in Moab. I don't have any bread for you there. And He is reaching down to this dear woman. And He's reaching and He's saying, listen, won't you come back? Won't you get back where you belong? It says she arose. She had heard. How had she heard that? Do you know how far it is from Bethlehem, Judah to Moab? Does anybody know? 25 miles. This is what I was going to say. This is what I've read. 25. I heard they were pretty rough miles. Rivers, various things to go over. 25 difficult miles. I have no doubt that it was a little easier to go away than it was to come home. But here was a wonderful decision. Look at what it says. She arose. That's the first step if I'm going to get back in communion with the Lord. It won't be by sitting. It'll be by getting up out of the place that I've been and saying, Lord, I want you to help me now. Oh, I need you to bring me back. She arose with her daughter. It says, for she had heard that the Lord had given or visited His people in giving them bread. Look at this. Wherefore, she went forth out of the place where she was. She couldn't stay there and have the blessing of God. Now, that's a real lesson for me. I can't experience God's restoring grace when I'm still living in and for the world that is all about me. It's only when I've made that decision, Lord, it's just like the prodigal son. I look back and I see that there's bread to spare in my father's house. Lord, I'm going to go back. I'm going to tell him how unworthy I am. I'm not, but I'm going back. This was the first right step, wasn't it?
Also, that there's no doubt that for the 10 years they were in Moab, that Moab was providing something for them. And I don't think we want to deceive any of ourselves to think for a moment that outside of the place of God's blessing, that the world does not make provision for us. There is something. But it leads, as we heard earlier, it's the way that leads to death. And it's ultimately something that could never satisfy. Because the Lord said, if you eat this bread and drink this water, you will thirst again. There will never be what truly can satisfy unless it's in the place where God has promised to provide it. So there is something out there, but it's the pleasures of sin that only last for a season. And here it lasted for 10 years. There were wasted years. But the Lord in His grace brought her back. He had to cause her to get to the point where she's completely dependent upon Him. And that's not the way the Lord likes to deal with us sometimes. He likes to just deal with us that He speaks to us and we respond. But when we don't respond after once, after twice, He has to come in with a stronger language that we're ultimately going to respond to. And then He can come in His grace. But that's not the way he wants to deal with us. He wants not us to go through experience, because that's what she went through. She went through an awful experience. And the Lord had to bring her back to where she was. And she couldn't return anywhere else. it's true what they say. The point of departure is a point of return. I have to return to the place that I departed from. We find many examples of that in the scripture. And the Lord had to bring her back, but it was through awful experience. But she heard. You know, that's the grace of God, that she somehow heard that God had been providing for his people all this time that they were gone. So there's the point I wanted to stress is that there is food out there, but it could never satisfy.